Welcome to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. This week on WISO, we've been talking about the future of manufacturing. And a lot of area manufacturers say the business is growing, but they need better trained young people to carry the torch. They aren't the only employers struggling to fill job openings, despite high unemployment in the region. So what gives? I asked Montgomery County Commissioner Debbie Lieberman.
What are the kinds of skills that people are lacking? Because we know that there are many people who are looking for jobs. So what do you see that gap as consisting of?
Well, the gap is, there's many reasons, but a lot of it is education. A lot of it is soft skills for some of the entry level and you know, just above living wage kind of jobs. But then we also have the higher end skills. We need more scientists, we need more STEM educated people. So it's the whole spectrum, and we believe if we can get to people young enough and get them working and knowing what it takes to have a job and get there on time and dress appropriately and be respectful, that's going to really help.
What messages do you think young people need to be getting that they're maybe not getting now?
Boy, with a teenager and one that's still in college, that's a question I ask myself a lot. You know, you don't have to know what you're going to do, you know, everything that you're going to do, because we know that people now, they don't stick with one career their whole life. But you need to get those fundamentals. You know, you need to know how to act at work, how to dress appropriately, how to get there on time, you know, fundamental math, reading, you know, all these things that are so critical, you know, that our top achievers always get. But those you know, get-by kids, you know, sometimes they don't see that. And that's where I think we're having a problem when kids come to, let's say, right out of high school to a place. They just don't get it. And the other problem a lot of employers tell us is so many kids are using recreational drugs that they can't pass the drug tests. And so that, you know, I think we have to get that in kids' heads, too, that, you know, you may think it's okay, but first of all, it's still illegal, and second of all, you know, there's many jobs that you have to pass a drug test.
What kinds of drugs?
I think it's typically marijuana that's out there, and that's what they're not passing.
Wow, that is interesting that's something you've heard from a lot of employers.
Oh, a lot of employers, yeah. They can't pass the drug test.
I've heard that, too, in interviews that I've been doing, and I honestly was wondering, really?
Well,
you know, is that the reason?
I know, but you know, when you hear it again and again and again, and so I, you know, again, I have an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old, and I said, you guys, do you and your friends ever talk about this? Is this something that you see as a problem? And you know, they kind of look at me like, no. And I said, but it's we hear it. I hear it at national conferences. I mean, I don't think it's just to us. I mean, granted, we have a bigger issue with the whole heroin epidemic, but I don't think that's what our employers that we're hearing from. These are kids that, you know, they interview them, they think, okay, this is going to work, and then they can't even pass the drug test. So I don't know if we haven't, as a society, told this generation, hey, guys, it's not okay. You know, in their minds, they think it's better than, you know, drinking a six-pack of beer the night before, but I think that too is a challenge that we have to make sure they're understanding.
One of the things that I think about when I look at it is just the environment of a loss of so many jobs in the area and kind of a mentality that it's hard or even impossible to get a good paying job. What do you see as sort of the cause of young people coming in unprepared in this way?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. You know, you're right. We lost our legacy auto manufacturing jobs where young people, they saw their dad, they saw their grandfather graduate from high school and go straight to work for GM or Delphi. Well, we don't have that anymore. But we do have living wage jobs. You know, we're really growing in logistics and distribution. We have all of these jobs. And when I say all of these, there are. In fact, the most recent number we got is that there are 18,000 jobs in the region that are going unfilled. This is a community-wide effort. It's not going to be the schools that can fix it. It's not going to be government that can fix it. It's not going to be the employers. It's all of us.
That's Montgomery County Commissioner Debbie Lieberman. And you're listening to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area.
We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.